We are a prophetic people. Scripture says that those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Stick around. I love to share some of what I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us.
Good afternoon.
You know, many won't share their faith.
You don't have complete understanding.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just give you the honor, praise, and glory, and I ask that you speak. I ask that I decrease and you increase. Holy Spirit, come in this place and have your way. I pray that you speak to your people. I pray that you open up ears to hear, open up spirits to receive, Lord God. And I pray that you open up minds, Father God, that they may receive the word of the Lord. I pray that they hear you and not me. I pray that they see you and not see me. And I pray, Lord God, that they hear exactly and receive what you want them to receive by your spirit. So I thank you. I give you the honor, praise, and glory. And I just honor you. And I declare and declare that you are God and God alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Good evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this or watching this. But I want to talk about, you know, the church and not against the church. I know so many people are against the church. I am pro-church. The Bible talks about church. I have a local church. I serve my local church. Some people get it twisted and take it out of context, but God created the church. But what I want to talk about is us as the church doing things that we are commissioned to do. You know, sometimes as Christians and believers, we don't want to take chastisement. You know, the Bible speaks of he chastises those that he loves. You know, sometimes we don't want to take correction, but sometimes bigger than that, we don't want to take direction. And direction comes from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, not foul and false spirits, but the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here because he's our helper. He's here to guide us. He's here to lead us. He's here to give us the mind of Christ. He's here to show us, you know, things that we could not know in our natural man and with our natural minds. And he's here to help us through all these times that we are in and times to come. We just need to listen. We need to just posture our spirits, posture our hearts, you know, to receive what it is that he is saying. And, you know, pray, you know, and hear the voice of the Lord. And we need to hear the voice of the Lord for ourselves, not what someone else is always saying. Now, when someone is saying something, it's okay because God does have people that speak. The thing is, we must hear God's voice on our own so we can know that that is him speaking through whichever vessel that he is using. There's so many false prophets and false teachings out here, but these things were talked about in the Bible. These things were told before that these things were to come. So it's not unexpected. We just have to understand that we just in different times, and the times of old have passed, and we are in the times of now, and there will be times to come. So what the Holy Spirit laid in my heart was us as people. I know many people have heard about the shortages and things of that coming, you know, with the food. Now, with that, God always has an answer. But us as the church, we have to start feeding the people. Now, we as churches should change our communities. We're not in the communities just to be there, but we're in the communities to make a difference. We're in the communities to bring the kingdom. We're in the communities to help people and draw them to Jesus. As we lift Jesus up, the Bible says he'll draw all men unto him. We lift Jesus up by the love that we show. We lift Jesus up by loving on people, by speaking life, by allowing the kingdom to come to them, by, you know, going out and doing what we're supposed to do, but loving with the love of Christ. That way they can see Jesus through us and in us. I know sometimes we can talk and there's a place for all that, but they'll know him and know us by our love for one another. Amen. So for the times now and to come, it is not only what we are to do, but it shall be seed. You know, and we have to understand that we are here on earth. So the earth, we are subject to the things of the earth. If we were in heaven, it'd be different. But we're here on earth. So we're also subject to the things on earth. When Jesus was here, Jesus Christ was in a body. So in that body, he was subject to earth. Now, he was fully God and fully man, but he came in a body so he can, you know, feel what we feel. But also he was subject to that body while he was here on earth. So we are here. We have Jesus in us. So we have to allow him to use our bodies, these vessels, to do the work that Jesus did in the body of Jesus. So Jesus, the Christ, was in the body of Jesus. The Christ did the work through the body of Jesus, the man. So we have Jesus in us through the Holy Spirit. So he wants to do the work through us in our bodies while we are here on earth. Now, in John 16, verse 13, it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. Now, the Holy Spirit is here to tell us of things to come. This is why Jesus is that he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The Holy Spirit is here to guide us, you know, to tell us to turn right if we want to turn left, to help us and to navigate through the things of the world. We are in this world, but we're not of the world. And this is why we have a supernatural divine advantage through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. That's why he's called the Helper. But he will tell us of things to come. Many people don't believe that, but this is why I speak scripture. The scripture is the foundation. So you don't got to believe me, believe him. And that's the whole thing. You know, the Holy Spirit shall tell us of things to come. So this is why, you know, one of the reasons he's saying feed the people. Now we have people that's all over the world and we have people that's starving all over the world. But I can't talk about everybody, every different place. We all have different positions. We all have different places and different roles to play. We're all one body, but he has us in different places. And that's a beautiful thing because we are one body that we can do more together and in different places. Now, different people have different mandates. Different people are in different places doing different things. So it's not that everybody got to be doing the exact same thing. And it's not one against the other. The body is made up of different parts, but Jesus is the head. So therefore, he needs the whole body to do what the head is telling it to do in order for the whole will to be done the way God's plan is meant to be done. So we have to come together, but we all have to do our part. So this is not singling somebody out. You know, the watchmen say things that God wants them to say, but also watches. But at the same time, like the Holy Spirit is here for, is to show us and tell us of things to come so that we can navigate. So this is to help the people. But we are here as the body of Christ to help God's people. So as they see Jesus, you know, he can draw them to them. But at the same time, with the things that are coming, far as the food, and I'm not going to get so deep into that. So, but you can go pray about it and ask God. But as the food shortages come, as the contamination and all those things come, we need to feed the people, which will be seed. Because the seed is subject to the earth. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. Now, the Bible says it will be seed time and harvest. And if we go to Genesis 8 and 22, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Now in the earth, it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Now, what I was speaking of us feeding the people, you know, is seed. Now we don't do it because what we want in return, we do it because of our love for Christ. We do it because we're supposed to look like him. We do it because of our hearts and our love for him. And it's part of who we are. But with that, we get the benefit of that being seed. Now, everything in the earth is done by seed, whether we want to believe it or not. But it is written. So while the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. So the things to come is not only going to benefit the people, because the people are going to be fed, but also we can get in gear. And now, even though the people are getting fed, it's also seed for the church, and the church is here, you know, to do the work of God. So that seed, like he said, there will be seed and harvest. So with that seed, along with it, will be harvest. And we have to understand that. But if you don't plant any seeds, you shouldn't expect a harvest. Amen. And we have to understand that the Lord, he also has many names, but one name is the Lord of the harvest. So he's also the Lord of the harvest. And in Matthew 9, 37 through 38, it says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Now, reading that scripture, I mean, those verses, it's because I want to point out and establish, therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the harvest. He's the Lord of the harvest. So we can plant seeds, but we have to also understand that we're not in control of it. He's the Lord of the harvest. So if we can understand that he's the Lord of the harvest, and if the Holy Spirit is telling us to plant seeds, so it's not for us to dictate when those seeds will harvest. He's the Lord of the harvest, so he knows the perfect timing. We're subject to earth, so we're in the earth timings. But the Spirit is eternity, so outside of time. So therefore, God knows when he wants to allow the harvest to come. So we are here just to be obedient. We are here to be led by the Spirit. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So we are to take heed from what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do and be obedient. And we also know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Not meaning that sacrifice means nothing, but obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. And then we have to understand that the Bible also tells us that we will be judged. Now, when we talk about being judged, people get all eerie. You know, scripture tells us that we're not judging man. We're judging according to the scriptures. I'm being judged according to the scriptures. But it's not judgment before the Father. And we get that mixed up and confused. But the enemy loves to twist that. So we will just do anything we want to do. This is why we need community. This is why we need to be around other brothers and sisters in Christ. Because if I'm off or in error, I need the next person to say, look, brother, you know, that's not the word of God. Or you need to repent and you need to go back and get right with God. Now, that's not to hurt me, but it's to make sure that we're on the right path, because we want God to make the crooked way straight. We want to be pleasing before him. We want to be a sweet smelling aroma to heaven. You know, we don't want to be a bad smell to his nostrils. So we want to be doing what we can do to be better, you know, to grow in him and to grow in the knowledge of Christ. Amen. So in Matthew 25, verse 34 to 40, it says, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, this is Jesus speaking. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison or come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. See, these are things that, yes, we should be doing. But sometimes we act like when the word comes back, you know, to us, that we shouldn't receive it because we should have been doing it. The Bible tells us to meditate on the word day and night. When we meditate on the word day and night, the word is not changing. The word is changing us. I'm gonna say that again. The word is not changing. The word is changing us. So therefore, we have to continue to eat the scroll. We have to continue to recalibrate our spirits in our hearts with the word of God. So if we get out of place, the word of God can get us back where we're supposed to be. The word of God can be the mediator when we don't understand what to do. The word of God is the lamp to our feet. So we have to understand that what he said is not just for a certain time. It's what we live by. You know, it's the authority and the authority that we are under as believers of Christ. It's our direction. It's our guidance. It's the truth. You know, it's what we live by. And we must not act like it doesn't exist. Now, I know some people might say, OK, I'm doing that. That's fine. That means this word is not for you. But that doesn't mean the word changes. And if we have this and we see our brothers and sisters, it's not to chastise them or say, like, look what I'm doing, or I'm better than you. But it's to bring us all up so we can do what we're supposed to do as a whole. We have to stop thinking about division. We have to stop thinking that every time somebody says something about the word of God, that they're trying to come against us or trying to tell us what we're not doing. And we have to understand that God has put people out here to preach his word. He has put people out here to teach his word. He has gave some prophets and apostles. You know, now we all have the Holy Spirit, so we can hear from the Spirit and hear from God for ourselves. But yes, he still sends prophets and apostles places to speak his word, because sometimes we can be a stiff-necked people. Sometimes God is talking to us, but we don't hear him. Sometimes we continue to get confirmation after confirmation and we don't hear. But God is such a loving God. He's such a good God. He's such a merciful God. He sits on the mercy seat. His grace is sufficient. He's such a loving God, that he loves us so much that he wants us to get it. He's not out here saying, OK, you didn't get it, now I'm going to cast you into the pits of hell. So we have to also have that heart and understand that even if God wants us to say something to our brothers or sisters, to the body, you know, to the nation, whatever, you know, metron he has you in, that we're saying it in love. But at the same time, we have to understand that when God speaks to us in these ways, it's because maybe we're not hearing him, you know, but he loves us so much that he wants us to get it. So he's not saying it, you know, because he's trying to condemn us. He's saying it and might have a vessel speaking it because he wants us to get it so that he can help us. That's why the Holy Spirit will tell us of things to come. But feeding people, this is not something new, of course, but there's a time. There's a time that, you know, that it gets crucial. There's a time because we're on earth and we're subject to time. So even the Bible says, life is but a vapor. We don't understand the seriousness of time all the time. Sometimes we just think that time, we have all day to do things, but there's certain windows because we're subject to the time here on earth. So we have to take heed, especially when God is saying something through his Spirit, that's a timely word. And this is why we ought to be led of the Spirit. Because if we're led of the Spirit, we can navigate through anything that this world might bring at us. Anything, any invention that they have, anything that they would do to try to stop us from progressing in God and to stop God from doing what he wants to do here in the earth. The Holy Spirit has an answer because he's all knowing. Amen. So I read that because sometimes we can look at people. OK, well, this is what you do now. Yes. Are these some of the things that I do? Yes. But it matters not, because I'm not saying because I do it, everybody else got to do it. Sometimes that's something that the enemy will put in people's heads. Like I said before, there's some people that are called to do different things. There are some people that have different strengths than I have. So I might have to go to them to get knowledge from them, to get wisdom from them. The Bible says get wisdom, but in all get understanding. I don't know everything. But God has someone that has wisdom in certain areas that we others don't. This is why we need each other. You know, in the body, I can't tell the arm how to be an arm if I'm the leg better than the arm can. Right. Especially if the arm has been an arm its whole life. And I'm not saying that we don't have wisdom from the Spirit of the Lord and we don't have words of wisdom and words of knowledge. But we have to tap into the Holy Spirit and truly humble ourselves and walk in humility and understand that everyone is not against us, but we must lift our brothers and sisters up in Christ, and we must do what we are called to do, which is the Great Commission. And I know with food, you know, I know it's not always easy, but there's different programs for churches to get. There's different things that we can do, you know, but we need to get on the ball and start growing our food. We need to make the community gardens, and we need to do those things. And we, you know, God will give the increase because he's the Lord of the harvest. And I know some might say, okay, well, I don't got that much, but we have to understand, look what God did with the five loaves and the two fish. We are to be obedient. It's not about the rest. Because when we get before our Father, we can't say, well, Lord, so-and-so, I didn't have enough, or so-and-so didn't do this, and blame it on somebody else. Now, speaking of that, in Luke 9, 16 to 17, it says, then he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. He gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. It wasn't that much, but he gave it. So if this is a word from the Lord, we just have to be obedient. He'll do the rest. So they all ate and were filled, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them. Amen. So all we got to do is give and do the things that God wants us to do, and he'll do the rest. And that's why we have faith, not in ourselves, but faith in him. And also, if we're faithful in a little, right? Luke 16, 10 to 11. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And this is Jesus speaking. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you, to your trust, the true riches? Now, he's telling us to be faithful in what we have. And I know, you know, that some will say, I'm faithful in what I have. But we have to understand that God is bigger. This dimensions to different things. You know, it's different revelation to different things. But we have to always understand that God is always doing something in our hearts. He's doing something in our hearts with this. So it's a heart posture. So yes, are we going to feed people? Yes, are we going to be faithful in what we have? But it cultivates our hearts, you know, and that goes back to the garden, because all of these things that God is doing is to get us back to the garden, to get us back to Eden. But this is something that calibrates our hearts. And if we have a heart for God, then we have a heart for his people, and we have a heart for his truths, and we have a heart for his word, and we have a heart to be obedient. And we might miss the mark sometime, right? But we'll get back up and we'll strive forward, pressing toward the mark to do what we can do. And we'll repent and turn and get back on the right path. Because that's who we are as Christians. That's the reason Jesus died on the cross. You know, that we can repent because he's so good, because we're going to mess up sometime. But that's the blood. The blood covers it all. So we have to understand that if he that is faithful in little will also be faithful in much. But if you're not going to be faithful with what you have, even though God tells us, then that's between you and God, or me and God, for that matter. And the Bible also says, you know, he loves a cheerful giver. And I know that this is scripture that we've heard before. But like I said before, it's a reason that we meditate on the word of God. It's a reason, because he wants to get our hearts right. And everything always comes back to our hearts, comes back to who we are in him, not in this world. And in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7, it says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Reap and sowing. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And this is a heart posture. So even though these things that God has said are to come, he basically wants us to be that anyway. So it's not, of course, something that we haven't heard. But what it is, it's a time thing, too, because we're not in the past. We're right here in this specific time. You know, there were times in the Bible that have passed. But there are times that we're in, and there will be times to come, that is in the Bible. This is why there's prophecy. But we have to understand the times that we're in now. And as we do the things that we're supposed to do, we'll be all right. Because when we're doing what we're supposed to do, you know, we don't need to be corrected. But we also always need direction and guidance. So it's okay. You know, sheep need a shepherd. And Jesus is our shepherd. Amen. But if you sow sparingly, you will also reap sparingly. And that's a beautiful thing, because just us being who we're supposed to be, there's benefits, there's blessings to being who we're supposed to be. Not that you're trying to do something different or you're working for the blessing. You're just being who you're supposed to be. And for that, God will bless you. Amen. Because he's a good God. But he says God loves a cheerful giver. And that's supposed to be our heart posture, not something that we act like, but our heart posture. So feeding people is a part of who we're supposed to do, supposed to be, excuse me. But at the same time, with that, we're in a crucial point of time in the earth, and things are about to change. So therefore, we have to really tighten up and do the things that we're called to do, because we don't have time to, you know, to lollygag. Now is the time, especially when the Holy Spirit tells us those things to come and we are closer, that we make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. Because what is the point of him telling us if we're not going to listen? He's trying to save us 40 years. Amen. But he's also trying to help his people because he loves us so much. Now, with that, you know, he says, you know, feed my sheep, right? He wants us to be the salt of the earth, right? So these things I'm saying is not just me saying it. This is the word of God. You know, he wants us to affect our communities. And as we can, if we can affect our community, you know, especially by feeding the people. And I'm not saying that you just, you know, don't listen to the Holy Spirit and you just go all out. I'm saying strategically listen to the Holy Spirit and see what the Holy Spirit is saying for your church, for your organization, for your platform. This is why God is doing different things. The Bible says, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not see it? We have to understand that the Holy Spirit is our guide. He is here to lead us and guide us. But we must also know that we're not saved just for ourselves. We got to understand that God has us in the earth to do his will. So it's not just about us. So as we do the things that we're supposed to do, it affects other people. And even the poor, yes. Even the people that don't have, yes. We're supposed to show them the love of Christ and not conditional love, which is man's love. So with that, you know, in John 13, 34, 35, and I'm going to wrap this up. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Not with your love, love one another as I have loved you. This is the big thing, because our love is conditional. Our love has a limit. Our love has limitations, but his love is totally different. So he's not talking about just love how you want to love, but he's giving us direction. He's giving us guidance, you know, and those are words from Jesus. And then in Ephesians 3:17-21, and I'm going to wrap it up with this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, amen, according to the power that work in us, to him be glory to the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So I hope this bless you. I hope that you go and pray about it. And I hope, you know, that we be obedient to what God is saying. I pray against any spirit of offense. You know, I know the Bible says that, you know, the Holy Spirit convicts us. So I do pray that this message convicts those that need conviction. But I know that God loves his people. And when God is saying something, it's because he loves us. And it's to get us right when we might have went left. It's to make the crooked way straight. And it's also to show his people the love of Christ. So I thank you for being with me. I hope it bless you. Test the spirits and see if it's of God. You know, it's a lot of false prophets going around. A lot of people saying, thus said the Lord. But I'm confident in the God that I serve. I'm confident in the Holy Spirit that lives in the inside of me. And I don't speak because I want to speak. So therefore, I have no problem saying, test the spirit to see if it is of God. I have no problem putting the scriptures up, because if someone says something, it should align with the scriptures. And, you know, the Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. And do I do these things? I'm not perfect. Not at all. Not at all. But yes, I do. You know, we do go out and feed the homeless and needy and just vulnerable and those in general. And I'm not saying this because of what I do, once again. So don't let the enemy come in and try to cause division. But look at the words of God. Look at the words of the Bible, the scriptures. And look, a lot of that scripture was Jesus himself speaking. So it's not something that I made up. And if you look around in the world, you can see the times that we are in. But that's why, once again, I say, pray. Don't take my word for it. Pray, because we have the same Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit. So you pray and ask God, is that of him? And that's the best way to handle it, to get in your Bible, to get in your closet, to get up on your knees and however you pray, you know, to pray to the Father, you know, and see and pray to Jesus to see what he has to say. But one thing I do know, that we are to love like him. And he said they will know us by the way we love one another. So I thank you for listening to me. And I hope this bless you. I thank you. And Lord, I pray that everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God, I pray that you reveal yourself to them by your spirit and let them know, Father God, that it was you, Lord God, that it was not me. I pray, Father God, that they take heed to your word, Lord God. And I pray that we come together, Father God, as one. I pray that the churches, Father God, and the people, Father God, the organizations, the hubs and everything, Father God, that you are doing out in the earth, Father God, that we come together, Father God, that we hear your spirit, Lord God, that we hear your truth, Father God, and that we be obedient to what you have taught us to do here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God, that we may succeed and that we may further the kingdom of God, that people may see you, Jesus, through us and in our love, Father God, that we have for one another, that we may do everything that you have called us to do, Father God. The Great Commission has not change. So we give you honor, praise, and glory. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you seal this in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let your ministering spirits go forth, Father God, and carry out your word, Father God, because your word will not come back void. So we thank you. We give you honor, praise, and glory. And we bless you, for you are God and God alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless.